Our next guest is a former Houston area soccer player, went on to play at the University of Cincinnati, ultimately left college early for a professional career, winning two MLS Cups, played with the LA Galaxy, Columbus, amongst a number of other teams. But the real point here is that this is a Houston area player, grew up on parks like Bear Creek and Meyer, that has come back now to be involved in player development in Houston with Kingdom and the Houston Rangers, who just were selected for the new MLS, the ongoing MLS Next competition. He is Josh Gardner. He joins us now. Josh, thank you very much for coming on the show.
No, thanks for having me, Glenn.
All right, just for my listeners, explain to them what MLS Next is and then where your involvement in it comes in.
Yeah, so MLS started this this league a while back, just to allow all their youth academies to be playing against each other. And since the league's developed and grown, we've added a lot more clubs around the nation who have good programs, boys programs. Obviously, some girls are joining those teams as well, going on to sign, you know, professional contracts and stuff. But it allows our youth and our area to play against the top players in the nation who are projected to go professionally with their current MLS club. So we're honored and excited for the opportunity to bring MLS Next to the Katy area, which is where I spent most of my days playing. And there's just a hotbed of players out here that we want to really work with and develop and give them the opportunities that we had growing up in the Houston area.
All right, this is under 19 down to under 13. There's also two other teams. Obviously, the Houston Dynamo are in MLS Next. And is it TFC, Total Football Club?
Yeah, so TFC, I think, just merged with GFI, which is new global football innovation, which I think is great. They're moving up to the spring. They've got a beautiful facility. They called me and when they found out we were announced, and they said, listen, anything you guys need, let us know. And you know, we want to work together to, you know, honestly just build the league. I think, you know, in big markets like Houston and Dallas, obviously see in Los Angeles, the amount of MLS Next clubs in those areas, we have very strong players in Houston that need to have access to the highest league. And, that's what we're doing here with the Houston Rangers.
Josh Gardner, former Houston area player, running the club Houston Rangers in MLS Next. I mean, this is a big accomplishment to get selected. How big of an undertaking is this for you?
You know, I think a lot of people don't realize, they're like, how did you get it so fast and all this stuff? And what I don't think they understand that the group that is coming into Houston actually runs seven different MLS Next clubs, seven or eight different MLS Next clubs. So they were invited to bring a club into Houston, which would be their ninth. And then they also have one in Dallas that just was announced too, the Dallas Hornets, I believe. So they're running, they also run RGV, RSL Arizona. So they have different MLS Next clubs. So I think when people ask me, since I'm from Houston, well, how did you get MLS Next so fast? I tell them this is a long storied, you know, successful endeavor that this group has done in MLS. So MLS trusts them with, you know, the product that they're going to put bring out. But it also goes back to me completing my French license when I was at Sporting KC through MLS, and having that knowledge of the game and how we develop players in the academies at Sporting. And then obviously when I came here and worked with players, you know, locally, they knew that I was the man for the job, and really excited about the staff we're putting together, and you know, the amount of attention and interest that we've had in a quick amount of time. We've got a meeting tonight at 7, and I'm pretty sure we've already, you know, maxed out the room, so we might have to make a second meeting after that. So it's been a very good and exciting time here in Houston.
He's Josh Gardner. Houston Rangers have been added to MLS Next. According to an MLS article on MLSsoccer.com, 90% of the current youth national team player pools, 90% for the U.S. and Canada, come out of the MLS next. Now, look, you've been very committed to player development. You grew up on these fields. I first want to take you into the pride of having played in this city, now full circle after, college in Cincinnati, coming back here after a long career in Major League Soccer, winning MLS Cups, winning a USL championship. The additional maybe unique pride that you have being a former player from here, to go on with the list of a whole bunch of guys, from this area, Rusty Pierce, Chris Bondi, the Baba Brothers,
Eric
Alex
Quill.
Woods, a whole bunch of guys that played, and I'm omitting a bunch of them. But how about that local Houston pride that you bring to this?
I think that's the most exciting part is growing up on these fields and seeing these guys and the culture that we had back in the, mid 90s, early 2000s, was just it was just a different culture, a different vibe, a different feeling. And I think what we're seeing now is all those guys are still committed to the Houston area. Now their kids are playing soccer and they're growing up. So now we feel that it's our job as native Houstonians to bring that culture back so that we can start developing players and giving them the opportunities. Now, is everybody going to turn professional? No. However, can we get them into very good Division One schools, NAIA schools, Division Two, Division Three? Absolutely. And I think you're seeing, the Bondies of this world. They're coaching at very good universities at UConn. You've got Chad Riley, who's at Notre Dame. So like these guys who grew up in the Houston area are still impacted in the game, and I think that's because of how we grew up. So for me to give that opportunity to the players here in Houston. And hopefully we just want to grow the game, right? We want Houston soccer to be a mecca of, quality players. And when people come here to play, they're like, man, it's tough to play in Houston. And that's really our vision.
So your commitment to player development, I do know it's a big one, and you've worked with every age level on down to the little itty bittiest of players, really, really young kids. How are you going to keep this personal now? Because I know that's part of your mantra, as this grows bigger, and keep your club in unique in your ideology and the way you see player development.
So my club, we started back in, I would say, August of last year, and I think we have over 120 people registered for tryouts coming out next week, which is super exciting. And I think the biggest part of how we work and develop the players is first, every kid has a name. They're not just a number. They're not just a monetary value. They have a value within themselves of how they play, right? Every kid has a personality, and we want to nurture that and steer them in the right direction. We have kids who have come from difficult soccer experiences as, as youth. And so we've created a safe environment for them to explore and to have freedom to make mistakes, to learn from those mistakes. We never get on to kids because obviously they're kids and they're learning, but we want to be able to teach them the ways of the game in a, like I said, a safe environment. And so for us to keep that small culture, what I've really focused on is how we create a family-oriented feeling. We can't grow too fast. We're going to be more selective at some point, Glenn, which is the hard part because it's hard for me to turn a kid away, especially when I know the abilities I have to help them develop as a player. And the Houston Rangers have been very supportive in saying, listen, we want you to continue working with Kingdom Football Academy. I know that's your priority. However, Houston Rangers is such a great opportunity for our kids to develop through our youth system and have the opportunity and ability to move into an MLS Next program where now they're being challenged against the top players in the nation.
As I look around the youth community, I see these big, bold claims and marketing moves by teams, and we're changing the environment and all these things. Do we have to be careful with that? Because sometimes I see over marketing here. I see advantage maybe being taken of parents. pathway to the pros. I like the fact that you mentioned not everybody's going to be a pro, and you have to keep the reality of the situation in check. So how important is communication with parents? Nothing can ever be perfect, right? Because parents have different ambitions when they're bringing kids to clubs. But how important is, you know, communicating with the parental set?
I think transparency is the biggest key. You know, I had a training session last night, and just I ended it early. The kids continued training with our coaches, and I went and talked to the parents, and, you know, they were concerned about how is this going to affect our kids' development when you're obviously running Houston Rangers. And I said, listen, nothing's going to change. My schedule is going to get busier, but I'm going to still have that attention and to detail and focus on every single player that we have. In our player evaluations, I'm not just copying and pasting because every kid is different. So it's that personal feel. But I think, you know, it's these clubs have done a great job in marketing what they do. And I think we also have to educate the parents as saying, if you're, and that's what I tell parents, if you're happy where you're at, please stay there. If they're doing a good job coaching and developing your kids, like, I want you to be there. You know, there's some great programs in the Houston area, girls and boys programs and clubs that are doing a great job with their players, their player pool. And so if they're happy there, we want them to stay there. I'm never going to say you need to come to us because we're going to be around. We know what we're doing. We're confident in our abilities to develop. And, you know, we're going to be supportive of the other groups in the Houston market.
Yeah, I like that attitude. Do you think there can be more camaraderie from that respect, or maybe where does that lie right now? Because we always listen to the divisive nature, and listen, this has affected the Houston Dynamo as well over the past years. But we always, you know, when it gets over the top, ultra competitive, and things get a little bit unsavory. I mean, can that be improved? Where do you see the overall health of, you know, maybe all the oars pulling in the same direction for the Houston youth soccer community?
You know, I've had long discussions with a lot of soccer people here in Houston. And I think for me that, I mean, how many different leagues do we have in Houston? You've got MLS Next, you've got ECNL, you have ECRL, you have now is USCRL, you have a USC league. In my opinion, if Houston could come together and say, we're going to create one league with different divisions and you win your division and you move up, you know, I feel like that's how we're going to develop players faster. It's difficult, right? Cause everybody wants to keep their kids separate from different clubs. You know, it's sadly, I feel like we haven't done a good job. It's become a, not a tit for tat, but like we focus more on like the relationships that we have with different, you know, adults in different clubs, whereas we're here to develop kids, right? We're here to grow the passion and you know, they are the product that we want to put out there, right? And so how we develop those kids, we want to give them those opportunities. And I think we've gone away from player development and we've gone into, you know, the money side of things, which is obviously the ugliest part of it. And if parents are investing in their kids, there's a lot of money that goes into investing in player or in youth development, right? So what's our end goal? Do we want these kids to go to Division III and get a no soccer scholarship? And you could have done that getting good grades. Or do we want to try and get them a soccer scholarship so now the return on their investment was worth it, right? That's the hardest part is, you know, we got to put the kid back on the top and we got to make sure that that's our main focus.
What about simply lighting the fire of passion underneath youth soccer? But look, you've had a lot of teammates that you grew up playing youth soccer with that are now coaching, that played in college, mm-hmm. that have passed on the love of the game. What about simply just the love of the game and somebody growing up one day to be a parent that loves the sport and contributes to it? Or goes and buys a ticket for a Houston Dynamo game.
Yeah, no, that's the biggest thing, right? So we have our club night in a couple of weeks at the Dynamo game. And we were trying to figure out what an end of season, you know, party or whatever. And I was like, let's go to Dynamo, right? Let's go support our professional club. They're doing really well right now, you know, have a good run of results at home. But the greatest part, Glenn, honestly, is seeing the guys that I grew up with now running clubs in Houston, starting little clubs because they want to develop kids. That's the best part about it is, those relationships that I have or I have now or had with guys who I grew up with either in high school or club that are still impacting the game in Houston.
Josh Gardner, he will be heading up Houston Rangers. They were selected for MLS Next. They will field teams from under 19 to under 13, based out in the Katy area. This is exciting news for Houston. There was another Texas team added, the Dallas Hornets, as Josh mentioned as well. There are 133 MLS Next programs or clubs in the United States. As we continue on here, you are a father of children, so you have a unique perspective on this. You have a lot of kids. Talk a little bit about your family.
My wife and I, we have five kids, and we had a kid in different states. Each kid was born in a different state, which is kind of funny, only because I was a journeyman in MLS, in LA and Seattle, Columbus, Montreal, North Carolina, and then in sporting. And we had two kids in Kansas City. One was born in Missouri, the other one was born in Kansas, which is kind of funny, but yeah, it's, whenever you have children, I think your mindset changes whenever you coach. I think somebody who doesn't necessarily has kids yet might not fit in the younger generations of youth development because they can't relate to that age of player. Our oldest is 13, our youngest is 2. And like you said earlier, Glenn, I've worked with a lot of different ages growing up. I started coaching a young team in LA when I was playing with Galaxy because I had a lot of free time, right? But I also love being around the kids and working with them. So I think your perspective changes whenever you have children. I'm not saying some people can't relate to it. I just know that my heart goes to every kid that I work with. I not only want to help them develop as a soccer player, but with the mental side of the game, with the outside parts of it. How can we create good citizens and people who are going to grow the game, but also be very good at what they do when they're done playing? Because not everybody's gonna play until they're, I mean, Zlatan's what, 40? Is he still playing, I think? I mean, I'm 40. I would love to keep playing. I just can't do it. So it's one of those things.
All right, Josh Gardner, it's MLS Next, Houston Rangers just selected. Exciting news for the Katy area, the Houston soccer community as well. Josh, just a little bit, I fully understand your commitment to player development, how serious you take that. There's lots of fancy words in the world of soccer now. We're throwing data out, we're throwing expected goals. Coaches are cherry-picking things to defend their positions. It's different. It's different for sure, but game model's another one everybody loves to bring out. So it's interesting how rhetoric and certain words are collected by people. But game model your core principles. What would they be?
So my game model, obviously, let's go back to the player. I want every player to be confident on the ball and to be able to make the right decisions when it's necessary. I think everybody talks about, playing out of the back and playing through the thirds. Well, is that the right decision whenever a team is playing in a mid block and they've got 11 players or 10 players between, the halfway line and they're 18 or whatever, and we're just passing sideways not to go forward. So, I'm a possession-based player. I was instilled in that in a long time ago, but I also recognize that if we're not progressing towards goal, the result in possession should be to get a shot on goal or score, right? If it's just to keep the ball, then what's the point in it, right? So that's really, I want every single player to be very confident on the ball, to be able to see the game the way we see it. If we got to break lines or break thirds to bypass, a high line, we're gonna do that. I don't think we develop enough forwards in our country. We have some very good ones at the national team, but if you look at it, in my opinion, we create very good defenders right? Goalkeepers especially. And maybe that's because we're trying to play out of the back and we lose it and now guys are shooting. But how are we going to create those forwards who can, beat a guy on a dribble and, use our speed to break a line? Are we playing those passes? So we also want to be very direct. Our first option, if we can win the ball, can we play forward? And if not, then we have to look to move the ball so we can, I guess, manipulate the defensive team and play through them when they open up.
Josh, listen, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate this. We're going to keep track of Houston Rangers, the newest entry into MLS Next. So I assume you'll ultimately be playing other MLS teams, going on the road and things like that. Does Major League Soccer subsidize travel? I mean, because, you may have to play in Chicago, right?
So our Frontier Conference mainly stays in Texas. I think we have maybe a trip to the Colorado Rapids, to Sporting Kansas City. But Glenn, when you go to these events that MLS put on, I mean, you're seeing national team scouts, you're seeing national team coaches, you're seeing top Division I programs, you're seeing scouts for MLS clubs, you're seeing MLS teams. So you're like, the environment is completely different. I was just spending time doing match evaluating at the GA Cup with the U15s and 17s, getting my talent scout license through US Soccer. And we're watching games, and I'm sitting next to, a couple of national team coaches and scouts watching their players perform. And we're also trying to identify players that should be on their radar. So it's just a different mindset, man. It's really neat to see. And a kid in our market should be able to ha who's good enough should be able to have the opportunity to be, I don't want to say put on a pedestal, but put in front of these guys so they can have an opportunity. And maybe they fit Portland Timbers playing model, right? Maybe they fit their, maybe they fit Houston Dynamo. Like, we want to be and good relationships with all these clubs, especially Houston Dynamo, because they're in our backyard and they're our home team. Let's push kids there. Let's give them an opportunity to sign contracts, which is what they want, or go on to play at very good schools.
Okay, we don't have enough time to go into the next phase of what you just said. We'll save that for a next interview. Josh, thank you very much. Congratulations. Best of luck. And there's nothing better than a guy that grew up playing on the fields in Houston coming back to aid and be a part of the growth of the Houston soccer community. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate you.